Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, May the 6th, and you're tuned into and listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, all over the globe, wherever you live. Thanks for listening, whether it's live or whether it's on a replay. We appreciate it, and we thank you for it. We're trying to do the best we can to keep you informed with body, mind, and soul. And so it's very important that we discuss what we're doing, and I'm excited that everybody's here, and I'm excited that Sue is here. Bob is on remote location in Sarasota at a mastermind conference again tonight, but he will be joining us at half past the hour. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started. Let me pray the call in, and then we'll get to hear a cool teaching I'm sure that Sue has for us tonight. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the information that we have and the ability to share it freely. We thank you for all of the listeners to the big call. We thank you for my team, Sue and Bob and others that are behind the scenes. Thank you for all the people that contribute to what it is we bring to you every Tuesday and Thursday night. We thank you for all that you're doing to keep us grounded, keep us provided for, and keep us healthy in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sue, I would love to hear a cool teaching that you would bring us tonight.
Well, I hope everyone really resonates with this. Living with hope that never disappoints. Do you have hope for your future? Or do you generally expect negative or disappointing things to happen? I was taught to be negative when I was growing up. I lived in an abusive atmosphere with negative people, alcoholism, fear, ranting, and raving. As a result, I developed an attitude that it was better to expect nothing good than to expect it and be disappointed when it didn't happen. I often wondered, what's going to go wrong next? It wasn't until I was an adult that I realized I was living with a vague sense that something bad was going to happen all of the time. Then one day, God spoke to my heart and showed me that I was expecting and dreading that something bad was going to happen, but he wanted me to expect good things. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that God's thoughts and plans for us are for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. God wanted me to say, something good is going to happen. The truth is, God doesn't want to work in us through negative attitudes full of self-pity, laziness, passivity, or an everybody owes me perspective. God works through faith. But before we can have faith, we have to have hope. The amazing power of hope in God. Hope is a favorable and confident expectation. It's an expectant attitude that something good is going to happen and things will work out no matter what situation we're facing. Zechariah 9:12 says, return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. I like the phrase prisoners of hope. Think about it. If you're a prisoner locked up in hope, you have no choice about it. You can't be negative. And when times are tough or you're dealing with disappointment, hope will cause you to rise up in faith and say, God, I praise you, and I believe you're working on this situation and working in me. My faith, trust, and hope are in you. Hope is determined and doesn't give up. God wants us to be locked in hope, trusting that he can change what needs to be changed, that we can do what he wants us to do, and that all things are possible with him. If we will be steadfast in our hope, we can't lose. We have to be winners in life. In John 16:33, Jesus tells us that we're going to have tribulation, trials, distress, and frustration in this world. But in spite of that, we can be of good cheer and take heart. Why? Because he has overcome the world. And when we live in him, we become overcomers too. That's why Jesus died for us. He came to save us from sin and death and to give us abundant life now. And I'm determined to have everything Jesus died to give me. Make a determined decision to trust God in every area of your life. Commit yourself to do what God wants you to do and refuse to live with negative expectations. Ask God to help you live with hope in him and declare by faith, something good is going to happen to me. And I'm going to add, and something good is happening through me for our world.
That's good.
And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was excellent. I really appreciate that. And thanks for finding that and bringing that to us tonight. Because what I love about hope is the concept of expectation. Expectation of something good. Expectation of something better. Expectation of a glorious future. All of which we are all hoping for together. And I just think to have a positive perspective on things, on life, on our future, on our combined futures together is very important. And we know people, Sue, you and I both know people that look at life through a glass that's, you know, definitely half empty. They see it empty as opposed to full. And we know people that have a negative bias. Their normal approach to life is through negativity. And you can tell that by, you know what I mean, Sue? You can tell by how they say it, how they speak, how they react to you. And it's, I don't know, it's just important, I think, that we all take a beautiful deep breath every morning, get our breathing going, start meditating, start praying, blessings over your house, over your family, over your friends, and just be in expectation for God to do something wonderful in your life. And for you to do something wonderful in your life. So I got a lot out of that. I love that scripture that backs all that up, Sue. And I'd be interested to know what you think of that teaching about hope.
Well, the strongest thing for me, and I think for everybody on this call, was the being locked up in hope. Just imagine being locked up, like you were surrounded. Nothing could touch you. You were locked up in hope. You were locked up in miracle power. You were locked up on, don't touch me. Get away. You know, stand aside.
It's
like we're going to knock it down with all our hope. We're going to be like little, we're going to be living tanks of hope, faith, and miracle power. Locked up in it, like enclosed, you know, impenetrable, you know, indomitable. I just love that. And it is about, I'm going to wax a little neuroscientific, but It is about getting away from our conditioning and then the energy that's around us that's so based on survival is, you know, your amygdala, the fear center of your brain that picks up every little micro facial expression when somebody's not happy, and we're in it right now. We're thick in it.
Yep.
But if you're in locked up in hope, you'll recognize, oh, that's just, they don't know any better. Have compassion, but you can still walk in this paradise hope, this beauty hope, this joy hope.
Mm.
Pick your flavor.
Yep.
And, I mean, you're going to be a little different. You're going to be a little different. But we all should be getting used to that by now. I think most of us on this call are used to knowing, wait a minute,
this isn't right.
There was always this part of us that said, oh, I've got to go beyond this, or I'm not going to get tangled up in this. And it's that part that, yeah, makes you feel weird because weird meaning feet in both worlds, W-Y-Y-R-D. But it's the part of you that your spirit was saying, that's not the truth. That's not just because everybody's doing it, just because it's being said to do, just because the world tells you you need to have two Mercedes or do this or do that to be something special and sick, whatever it is. You have to be skinny, you have to be this, you have to be that. That's not true. And that's being locked up in the hope that you are actually going to realize your true nature in Christ. That's the biggest hope. And all the powers and all the glory and all the good and all the heart, that's what I loved about this teaching, the hope of realizing and loving who you are in Christ.
Thank you,
that's
Sue.
That's the ultimate boon.
So
that's my, thoughts.
Thank you, Sue. That's wonderful. And I agree with your thoughts. Very sweet. And, you know, our hope of glory. Yeah, we've got so many things we could talk about regarding hope, I think. And I appreciate that, Sue. Now, as we segue into our time of prayer tonight, we have to ask mm-hmm. Sue if we have, in fact, any prayer requests that we can bring out tonight.
We do, and I just got to pull them up here.
Okay, sounds great.
Mm-hmm. And so, let's come together in powerful, hopeful, and mighty authority. Just imagine that, you know, you're calling back, calling in, calling on all your strength in Christ, and you're going to hold the space and flood your heart and send your prayers to these people. And we give thanks that they trust us and want to join with us and be in unity with us on the big call with each and every one of you listening. And thank you for honoring this time of prayer. So we have a woman whose daughter needs rent money and a quality job. And so we're going to pray for Chris that all of a sudden, the doors of perception, the doors of knowing, the ideas of limitation and blocks have been dissolved, and her rent money, her quality job, the sparkling appearance of both of these things suddenly flash into her life, and she will know that Christ and the big call and her own inner guidance in the Holy Spirit brought her those things. Another thing is that Sharon S. is having sciatic nerve pain, and that she's tired. And so we're going to see that Sharon's listening to this call, and she's tired, and we can see that her whole nervous system, her brain, her nerves, are now being filled with golden Christ light. They're just being flooded with the awareness of the deepest, most miraculous healing energy that is there for her to touch with every particle of her spirit, of her cells, of her nervous system, and of her leg. And we're going to see her wrapped in this beautiful, radiant light of Christ and miracle healing, and seeing all of the tension, all of the fatigue, all of her feeling burden has been dissolved and removed from her, and instead, new energy, new life, and new radiance is singing through her legs, her nervous system, and her cells, and she's healed. We have another person who So it's Sam. Sam has had chronic long-term insomnia, and he suffered this person has prayed for him for over 30 years.
Wow.
And what we know and what we're going to do for Sam is we're going to open the biggest doors that have never been opened. The biggest doors that have never been opened. And we're going to see that Sam literally bumps into an open door of information, of supplements, of somebody that will work with him, the combination of massage, of Boomer's products, of slowing down his brain, of mindful breathing. Everything is going to come flooding into him all at once in Christ's name, because insomnia is really easy. Easy, 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 easy to fix when you know how to combine every little particle to get that nervous system slowing down, relaxing, calming, and regulating itself. And so we see Sam experiencing the most wonderful unwinding. It's the end of the pattern for him. And he is now letting go of the memory and the habit and the wiring of insomnia, and is now deeply immersed in the beginning of the most beautiful, relaxing, perfect sleep and life that he's ever experienced. Suddenly, it's all come to a close, and he's in his new life, and he's sleeping. And it's because we all prayed for him. And we give thanks to Stephen that brought this forth for his son. And we give thanks to everybody that's been listening and deepening and feeling and sending the answered prayer to all of these people. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Sue. And a note to Sam, you know, I've talked many times about one of the products that Bob has with Boomers, and the Good Night formula I take every night, and I sleep basically all through the night. And it's something I think that will help you. It's called Good Night formula, and I highly recommend it if anybody's having any sleep issues. They wake up in the middle of the night, they can't get back to sleep, they can't seem to dream again. The Good Night formula helps me take care of all of those issues. I fall right back to sleep and usually jump back into either the same dream I was on or a different dream. And it's really wonderful. I highly recommend it. Well, Sue, thank you very much for that time of prayer for those folks. And it's very important that we all lift these people up, whether you're listening live tonight or whether you're listening on the replay. Continue to pray that God would do those miracles for these folks that will answer those prayers in a beautiful, timely manner. Sue, thanks again. I'd say we're ready to see what you have been working on with your leadership training and your world-class presentations, how those have been going, and anything that you'd like to share with us about those, anything else.
Let's just take a breath for Sue. And
okay.
Thank you for that, Bruce. Thank you for that. And, you know, what's really interesting is having done world-class presentations and leadership sessions and having the beautiful opportunity to sit down and get close to people, Bruce, to really understand the depth of the hearts that are in this and the courage everybody has has just been one of the greatest privileges of my life, really, to see and to think about the probably 9,000, 10,000 projects that are going out, the way the Zim is going to meet its mark. It's not going to be wasted to help co-design with these people what their presentation does. It's just been a phenomenal blessing, gift, greatest calling of my career. And so tonight, I'll just say that I had a session with, this was really interesting, with a gentleman who had brilliant ideas for his projects, Bruce, and had quite, you know, had a bunch of Zim. And he brought another woman onto the call because he's of Asian descent. That's how I'm going to say it. And had pretty thick accent. And so I had the two of them and, you know, found out that she knew about what was going on. It was very smart of him. And what was interesting is he asked me, like, and I hope Kendall's listening. He said, well, like, what is Kendall's thing actually going to do for me? And I told him, and this is for anybody that has used Kendall, I said, if you realize that one of the world's top photographers who is connected to the world's largest museum and is heralded as this genius, says that this guy does an incredible job and that most people just cry or write to me, I just can't stop looking at it. I'm like that. What that can do for your presentation, that's what is going to happen when you present this beautiful, almost museum quality presentation. To have somebody that significant say what an incredible job he did, that should tell you how proud you should be of not only your heart that you invested in a world-class presentation, but, you know, you're going to present a beautiful, powerful presentation. You went to every length to do the best you could do. And that's what I love about our community. And so I said, okay, how would you rate it? And this was cool. He said it in his kind of Asian accent, he said, I'd give it 100+. And the reason why he would give it 100 plus is he said, and this is really important, just to be with somebody that's not giving you general information, but it's context specific. It gives you special language to go over things. It teaches you how to present and develop your presentation based on decades of being in the corporate world. That does a lot for the future of your projects. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight, Bruce, is the topic for tonight, and it's going to apply to your presentation and to your leadership, is creating your desired future and your desired future self and projects. And did you know Abe Lincoln said the best way to predict the future is to create it?
That's good.
There's a lot to where we all are, specifically tonight, because we're really on the doorway. And I want you to have some things to take with you as you move through this transition. And hopefully this can be a major transition by listening to this segment tonight. And here's the thing. In neuroscience and neuropsychology, what we're understanding is that you've got a personality. Most people think they're the person that they think they are, okay? And that you've been all along, or you have sort of an average, or maybe you've grown over this period, or maybe you think of yourself in certain ways. But it turns out that yourself is you have a personality, but that's not really fully who you are. You're really unlimited, and you could be very unlimited. And your future self could have qualities that you couldn't even imagine that you could have today. And so I want everybody to kind of get into that prisoner of hope, prisoner of who your future self in Christ wants you to be. And realize right this moment you could just let go of identifying with anything you've been. Now that's kind of scary. The ego doesn't like it so much. But you could choose to create yourself and to create your presentation and to create your future leadership so that you were this incredible, new, evolving, connected to all your peers here on the Big Call, future Christ self doing these projects and creating a new world. So why not think of yourself? Let's go to your presentation. See yourself going into that presentation, but see yourself as the new future you, filled with light, filled with hope, filled with Christ. And don't see yourself as your body. Don't see yourself just as the way you always see yourself. See like a big column of light, lighting up your nervous system, sparkling, spinning in your spine. And when you're walking in there, you're literally filled with the glory of heaven. That's your future self. That's the promise of Christ, to do those things that he did and more. So think about giving your presentation and realizing you're not just doing a presentation like you've always done your presentation. This isn't the same old, same old. This is you starting with about, who knows, well, at least 1.4 million people have currency and bonds, but all those humanitarians, we are literally not the seeds, but but the blossoms. We are now blossoming. This is your time to blossom into your achievement of your future self and to practice only focusing on who you choose to create, who you choose to be, how happy you want to be, amazing people around you, filled with light, filled with strength, filled with health, filled with new technologies, filled with Christ, using your awareness, using every single thing that you've got. You're strong enough now to be that. So that's for your presentation. And for your leadership, the most important thing is not to think about your, hamster wheel life that you've probably been living up till now. You want to be thinking about and using this time. So here's our one little action step that I'm going to ask you. Is how would you use your imagination tonight and in the next, say, 2 or 3 days? Who do you think you're going to be in the next 5 years? Why don't you write that out? How are you going to be living? What's your level of well-being? What is getting you excited? What does your future self say are the most worthy goals, the highest you could be? Give yourself permission to write that down. Give yourself permission to not focus on the narrative and the story of your past, but to literally use your imagination to let go of your personality, to let go of how the world programmed you. Because a lot of people are, thinking, oh, I get to have a big house and do humanitarian projects. Is that really going to float your boat? Or do you want to be really healthy, really tuned in and with amazing people, really balanced in the way you spend time with your family and friends, and then get to do projects? It's about what do you want to experience that your future self is saying, I want you to write this down. I want you to write down and give yourself permission to write down what would really, really deeply serve you and the planet. It's not going to be about just buying more stuff and doing the same old material thing. It's going to be about looking people in the eyes and going, wow, I can't believe I get to sit with you and be with you, and I get to be creating this with you, and I get to be living and laughing and playing and making meaning with you. Write that down. It's so important that you know what you want to feel, what you want to experience, and how you want your future self to guide you into being something you've maybe never experienced. Maybe you've never really been happy. Maybe you've never really been fit and had time for yourself and figured out how to balance what you give to others and to yourself so that it like doubles. People like light up when you're around. What would that be like? What would it be like if you could lift them up? What would it be like to be with other people that like excite you and inspire you? Writing that down as part of your leadership with your future self and what you intend to create. Realizing you probably won't have to age. Realizing that, like I did, I'm going to throw this out for a little stocking stuffer. Out of David Sinclair, Harvard University, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To, the number one theory on aging is the information, got to find it here, the information theory, which is about the fact that we've just lost information. That's consciousness, peeps. You've just lost information. And you can get that back into your cells, and you can feel, put more energy through Bob's products into your cells, so they're running more energy. They're running more electromagnetic density through your cells. And you can pull that information back. You can do that right now. So think about what it would be like if you could have all the future and the future self that you could want, and make that your leadership practice for the next few days. And watch what that does when you cross over into this blessing and you've established that vision, you've written it down, you've crafted it, and you look at it every day and you do something to actualize it every day. Something to actualize it every day. And you celebrate, starting with listening to this call, you celebrate that you were here to hear this segment and that you're going to do something about it. And you put that into your nervous system and it starts to happen. And that's my teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That's wonderful. That was really fun to listen to. And I hope everybody got the potential for a sort of a new start for them.
Yes.
And a future, you know, a really cool future that, in my opinion, we don't even know yet what we will become.
That's right.
I mean, but you know what I mean? That's biblical too. We do not yet know what we shall become. And it's true. But we can create that future one day at a time, which is what we're doing now. And I think we're all going to be amazed about, you know, what we're able to do corporately with our projects. And it's going to be an amazing, amazing future for us. Now, we're going through it right now. We're going through it a little bit. And I know a lot of people are struggling, and I want to be sensitive to that. But I'm going to encourage everybody to just kind of keep their head down and push through this and stay strong, stay in faith, continue to move forward in whatever way you can with your plan A until this plan B manifests. So, thank you, Sue. I appreciate that very much. I think that's really, really important. And I know you're still working with people on projects as well as on leadership training, and I'll remind them. Yep, remind them in the intel portion of the call, you know, what that's all about and how to get in touch with you. So thank you very much for that. That was very strong. I like that very much. And I wonder if Bob, who is on remote location at the Mastermind Conference, Sarasota, Florida, is in the wings and ready to come from being on deck to home plate. Bob?
Thank you, Bruce. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah?
Good, good. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Bob? Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's awesome. I got to go out to dinner tonight with a psychiatrist who's in our group who
Ooh.
Is a functional medicine psychiatrist. And they send patients to him, including children that have been on medications that are not doing well, and he
wow.
helps them to get off their medications and onto more, you know, he helps them with their diet and herbs and meditation and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
it's really fun talking to him about all the, you know, his yoga practice and all these different things. I was with him for a couple of hours.
Oh, my God, that was so cool. Lucky you.
Yeah, it was really fun. He's in Tampa, his practice, and he's getting ready to franchise it and become a trainer for other psychiatrists that want to do the same thing.
Great.
So we're giving him a hand with that. Yep. was really interesting to talk to him about what's happening. You know, this at this time, there's still people that are trying to recover from COVID, both physically, they may have even had COVID 6 or 8 months ago, and we're still hearing that, like, in the mastermind, there are people that get up to speak, like, I had COVID in April, and I'm still dragging, but I'm trying to push through it. And then one of the major complaints is mental energy and will to continue. Mm. And when you're dealing with entrepreneurs, there's always, you know, the whole, all the ups and downs of the world hit the entrepreneurs a little bit harder, because they're usually taking risks related to something. So, you know, when COVID hit, some of the people lost their entire business that were in our mastermind, and they were sick at the same time. So we're all helping each other to make recoveries. And I got to talk with quite a few of the people about how to get their energy back and also how to get their brain power back and their drive and will to continue. And, you know, because there are different things you can do with beefing up, you know, your probiotics, and ashwagandha tends to help take the pressure off, and you know, in clarity factor that we have helps as well. So I had talked with Raleigh, and he came up with the idea, let's put together a stress and recovery packet with those products in it.
Great
and
idea.
So he did that, and he actually, you know, put that up on the website, and he did two different ones. One for specifically for getting better sleep. He's like, let's put together all three things that we know are going to help people with sleep, and we've talked about before with resveratrol and the Good Night formula. And he's like, let's give them the ashwagandha there with it, right? And he's like, we'll make the price as if people are only getting two. Well, we'll give them three.
Right.
And so now, as of an email we sent out, you know, earlier today, people can get that combo of the resveratrol and Good Night formula with ashwagandha. And then, as I was talking with him about the brain power thing, he was like, well, listen, you know, we can do the clarity factor with ashwagandha, because the clarity factor will help, and ashwagandha will, you know, help with calm, and the probiotics will help with the, you know, with creation of neurotransmitters. He's like, we can do the same thing with that. We can put a three-pack together and make it as if it's the price of only two. So, you know, he put that up on the website today as well. And we have the other, you know, we still have the immune defense bundle, the vitamin C and vitamin D bundle. And, Bruce, I believe you had gotten a few of the omega-3, D3 bundle at one point last month. And so I think that, you know, tomorrow I'm going to let some of the people know at the mastermind that we did that. And so certain people that are having those struggles can start to get back on track. But if anybody has any friends or family members that are recovering after COVID, but not just that, because people are getting other things as well. And we have one person who actually had to go through chemotherapy during COVID for treatment, and now he's got peripheral neuropathy because the chemo damaged his peripheral nerves in his feet and stuff. So we were working with him as well to help him get that taken care of. And so the Board of Advisors is very interesting for me, because it's twofold. We get together to help each other with connections and ideas and resources to help each other with our businesses. But for me, I also have half of the time where people are coming to me for help, including one man who came to me who wants us to begin sending our nutrition products and a PEMF mat to his parents and grandparents who live in Israel. And they're starting to get older, and the grandma is starting to get dementia, and so we're going to be putting together a DSL package to make its way to Israel for his family. And these are people of Russian descent who live in Israel. Mm-hmm. And so I had a really nice talk with him today about his family, and then at the same time talking to him about cryptocurrency, right? So it's like, that's how our board of advisors goes. I'm always happy to be there for them to help with their health and wellness, and also to be there to listen and learn about everything that's new in the world of business, from the smallest business that's just starting up all the way, you know, to people that are buying and selling 100 businesses every year. And so we get to learn from the young people that are starting out and what their new ideas are, and from the older people that have been entrepreneurs for 40 or 50 years. It's this really beautiful, collage of the new and the legacy all together in one place, over 100 people. So
that's
what I've been up to. And just wanted to check in for a few minutes and say hello. And I'm going to listen to some of the intel, Bruce,
okay,
before I head back. And
Alrighty.
So give us the good stuff right at the beginning.
Okay, I won't hold back, Bob. I'll let you have it. I appreciate that. You know, I'll give you the best I can, Bob. I sure will. Both you and Sue and everybody else. You know, it's funny because thank you for that, Bob. I want to remind everybody to get to the website where Bob has these new specials that are on sale, these combo packs. You just go to bigcalluniverse.com, and when you land on the homepage, you'll see the banner that says Boomers on it. You just click on the banner. It'll take you right into Bob's website, and you can go through that and see all the various product descriptions, and you can see go to the products on sale page and so on and so forth, and put something together. Also, and take advantage of those sales. This is a great idea, Bob, for Raleigh to put those things about stress relief in a bundle, and the other one to get mental acuity and I would call it energy going again as well. Because this is a time that has zapped a lot of people. You can tell. Some people are just, their energy is zapped. They just don't quite know what to think, and that's a good way to get them back on track. And like everything else, Bob, we've got to take care of our immune system, and I mean vitamin C, vitamin D. You've got that in a bundle. That's a great idea. And then, of course, I love the vitamin B complex as well. Anything like that to just keep your immune system at peak for performance is really the ticket. So everybody beware of that. Be really aware of that. You want to be bulletproof right now with everything that's out there, okay? So thank you, Bob. And the phone number to get with Boomers from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, so tomorrow's a great day to call for orders or for questions and just help. Maybe you're interested in the PEMF mat, like the one that the fellow wants to send to Israel for his parents to start using down there. You want to call and use the phone number 727-443-2500. 727-443-2500. And that, like I said, is Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. So, please realize Boomers is on the East Coast in St. Petersburg, Florida. So they're on Eastern Daylight Time. So thank you, Bob. Any final comments before I go into Intel?
No, I think that's it, Bruce. Thank you very much. Thanks, Sue. It's good to talk with you guys.
Sounds
great.
It's great. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. Look forward to a call maybe from you sometime this tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, guys, let's talk about where we are from an Intel point of view. It's been a little bit quiet this week. We had a little bit of information on Tuesday night's call, and I think we're going to have a little bit to say tonight. To be completely candid, I really thought today was going to open this up for us with notifications. Several people, I'm not alone in this, believe that now that the May Day holiday was over in China, that everything would start to release today. What we still found out was, though, that they're still completing the bonds, and that's going to take at least two or three more days to probably go through all the bonds. Now, even though I'm saying that, I'm also saying that our start with our currency and our ZIM bonds is not supposed to be related to or tied to those bond and asset payments that are being made. We're not related to that. That can occur separate from our start. And remember, we've talked about Redemption Center staff going on full days yesterday and today. Or rather, let me rephrase that, full days, 15-hour days, today and tomorrow. Saturday probably restricted a little bit, not as busy Saturday or Sunday, maybe not at all. Depends on when we actually get started. And one thing that we did learn that occurred overnight that we were unsure about was that our gold-backed dollar, which we refer to as the USN, N for new, and our actual money that we'll be keeping in our wallets or pockets is the USTN, United States Treasury note, no longer a Federal Reserve note. Because the Fed, as you guys know, has been absorbed and reduced dramatically and absorbed into our new U.S. Treasury, as well as the IRS, significantly downsized and absorbed under the auspices of the United States Treasury. Now, it's interesting to note that, remember, we're really looking at two different structures. We have the Corporation of the United States of America, which is actually dissolved and bankrupt. And then you have the restored Republic of the United States of America. Two separate entities. The one that had the Treasury under the corporation is still printing money, or did print money like crazy, and then it was supposedly, I understand, that those operations were stopped, the printing of that fiat currency. The new currency, hence USN, our new currency is based on assets, including gold, hence the term asset-backed and gold-backed currency that we have that's been printed by the new U.S. Treasury. These things are sort of coinciding right now. However, in not too long, hopefully, the USN will completely be known as our new dollar. And like I said, overnight last night, the USN was made live to be part of trading between banks internationally and also on the Forex. So that's a good thing, and we had heard that that had happened before, but realistically, I think this is, takes us to a new place. The other thing is, we had been informed that we were in the process of being notified by email and also with the toll-free numbers to get our appointment set to start exchanges. It appears that we have a timeline on that that could go, I'm hearing one source is saying we should have that by Sunday. Another source is talking about by Monday, and another one by Monday afternoon. So we kind of have three ways to look at it. Let's just say we're supposed to have the toll-free numbers, the emails out anywhere between now and Monday. Now, it may be that we don't even start until next Monday, Tuesday. Maybe you remember the people that were considered friends and family of the banks. Friends and family. Remember, they've already been called in months and months ago. I bet you it's over a year ago now. They were called to come in and do their exchanges, their currency exchanges, not Zim. And they went in there, they did that, and my understanding as of today is they have not yet been paid on those exchanges. But starting Monday or Tuesday, friends and family are supposed to be paid. Now, that doesn't help us unless what we get puts us either right before them or possibly right with them with their being paid Monday and Tuesday. The bondholders, many have been paid their 1% already. And there are more that are going to be paid their 1% of their bond holdings over the next several days. It may continue for a few more days before that's complete. They're taking their sweet time going through the process of vetting all individuals generationally, back three generations, on who they are, where they came from, and also the provenance of those bonds, those strategic assets. So there's quite a bit of due diligence being done on all fronts to make sure that those funds are going to worthy individuals and not into the cabal. Now, there have been a lot of arrests in the banking communities globally, not just here, but globally, and it's probably over 2,000 on its way up to 3,000 in the last couple of weeks. Now, my theory is they have to have a certain level of the banks that are clean, that are all good with no problem people inside. It's hard to know every situation, obviously. But I think that this cleanup process is something that Homeland Security and the DOD are very, very into and are monitoring, as well as Treasury. And our go signal, our green light for our notifications to come out, my understanding is going to come from Homeland Security. Now, maybe that's in conjunction with DOD, and obviously they're letting the Treasury know what's going on from that perspective. We know the rates have been high for about at least 4 or 5 days now, and I think they're going to stay high. Are they locked in? I can't say that they're locked, but I know that they want us in Tier 4B especially to get the best rates, especially on dinar and dong. Now, I believe anyone that is interested in getting the best rate they can on not only their currencies but on their Zim should make sure that their projects are as good as they can be. And if you're working with Sue, you're going to get a world-class presentation for your projects. It's absolutely world-class because she knows what she's doing. She's probably up over 9,000 different projects that she has put together over the last, I'm going to say, 12 to 14 months. And I highly recommend that you guys get in touch with Sue by an email I'm going to give you in a minute. But not only for the world-class presentation sessions, which usually go an hour and 15 to an hour and a half for one individual, they go longer if you've got more than one with your little group. They can go longer because you're doing more people's projects. She is. Now, the other thing is, when it comes to leadership, Sue has had a lot of mentoring, and she's done a lot of leadership training on her own as well over the years. And she's working with people that sometimes they've got their projects done and they're good to go there, but they want to get some information and some mentoring and some coaching about leadership training. And so they're contacting her for leadership as well. You can do either one. You can do both, but one at a time. And you need a PayPal account. There's no exception. PayPal account, $165 is for one person. If you add another person, it's $45 for each additional person you add to your call. You can add many people for a leadership session, and probably up to three, maybe four, for your world-class presentations. All you need to do is send Sue an email, and you use the address integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated, as you guys probably know, is integrated, minds, minds, at hushmail.com. Get those out so that she can put you on the schedule right away. We don't know exactly, as you know, nobody knows when this is actually going to trigger, when we're going to get the green light to go. But once we have the toll-free numbers, then she will no longer be able to do the sessions. So check and do this now so that she can put you in the schedule. All right. It's something that is absolutely essential if you want the very best presentation you can do. And I know you guys like that. And many, many hundreds of people have contacted Sue for that help. So make sure you put your cell phone number in the body of the email. Make sure you watch your emails, watch your phone for texts. But primarily stay with your emails, because she will contact you by email and let you know when she can work with you. Okay? Put on your subject line, put world-class presentation, or put leadership training. Okay? Either one she'll work with you on and do a beautiful job. Other than that, GCK does the color graphics and everything on the presentation. That's additional, but it's not very much, considering the job that he's been doing has been incredible, as you heard Sue talk about earlier. I'm going to suggest, guys, that we are down to the point now, from an Intel point of view, where we've got the gold-backed currency, the USN. We were looking for that. We've got the QFS system fully integrated and connected. We've got the Starlink satellite system for communications up and running, very strong, with 6G, by the way, coming from that system, 6G. And we've got the rates there. Everything is basically I can't think of anything else that needs to happen. Don't worry about Ramadan. It has nothing to do with this. Don't worry about Eid al-Fitr or any other holiday over in Iraq. It has nothing to do with this. It will not affect our start in any way. So consider what we're saying. It's strange when you know that you have very little that is new, very little that is different that we need to pay attention to. This is a time for patience. This is a time for working on your projects and your presentation, this is a time to really work on everything from your breathing to meditation to prayer to coming alongside others that need your help, and to just be prepared as much as you can for this change that's going to happen in your lives. Be wise when it comes to your health. Take advantage of the specials that Bob has with Boomers. I've told you how to get to the site. And everybody that has sent their email in to us to register for on our website, bigcalluniverse.com, we'll get an email about the 800 numbers with the numbers in there. And they'll also get future emails from us after the exchanges take place, after the Zim Redemption takes place, to go and look into other projects that we're doing and seeing how that will come together and how you can be a part of it. All right? So that's what I wanted to say tonight. I appreciate everybody coming in again today and just being with us for the call. We really look forward to working with everyone together, and we look forward to us all moving forward into a new future together. Let's create our future. Let's create our future every day with something positive and something beautiful for all of humanity. Let's say our prayer, pray the call out, and then I'm going to just take care of the recording. Everybody have a beautiful night and a wonderful weekend. It is possible we'll get notified between now and Monday, and some say between now and Sunday. So that could be tomorrow. We'll just have to be prepared for it, okay, and look forward to it. Lord Jesus, we thank you for who we are and who you've made us to be. Thank you that we are prepared to move forward and prepared to receive this blessing that is so large we almost could not contain it. Thank you for the ability for us to give back. And we know that we cannot outgive you, but we're going to try. We're going to give back to humanity, level the playing field, and give everyone an opportunity for a much, much better life. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to keep us healthy, healed, and whole. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Sue. And thank you, everybody that's listening to the Big Call. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you, GCK. Everyone behind the scenes, we thank you. We love you. Everyone have a wonderful night.